Mane is a better player than Mo Salah. They don't respect him enough. It's a bit like me in the bedroom, Mario. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm out. I'm gone. He's actually on his deathbed and the guy turns around and says, "Hart said, shite. You need 3 goals. Who are you going to call? Don't call the Ghostbusters. Call Ronaldo."
Welcome back to the People's Podcast. After another week back with action, me and...
Man, like action in the building, son.
Yeah, and of course our other friends. So we got lots to talk about. Premier League, relegation battle, Wayne Rooney latest record, and life after football. But first, we look at the FA Cup. Swansea almost shocked Manchester City. Oh my God. They went 2-0 up and I thought like, oh, this is going to be a shock. I saw, you know, social media blowing up. My mate started texting me, "Have you seen what's happening?" I was like, wow, this is going crazy. It didn't take long, guys. Oh my God. Oh, Aguero. He took over the show and he starts doing the magic what we expect him to do. Oh, that last goal when he put them on 3-2 ahead with the header. Only he can do stuff like that.
It was offside though, Mario. I just wanted to jump in. It was offside, unfortunately for Swansea. Sad thing about it was that the VAR wasn't at their football ground on that day. I mean, it's a bit mental. Pep Guardiola did address the situation and he did say, it's hard because they don't have the VAR here, but in the next round we have it. But at the same time, it was shocking. Man City do what they do best. I thought Swansea were 2-0 up. I thought to myself, game's done and dusted, and it ends up being 3-2 to Man City. But it's what I expect from the FA Cup. Do you know what I mean, Mario? What a shocker. What a shocker. But Swansea deserved to go through, in my opinion. I think that was, they were all done by, because you know what it is? With a VAR, the Aguero goal would have been disallowed. And they might have stood a chance.
Yeah, but I think they celebrated too early. I mean, if you're 2-0 up, you can't let them come back into the game like that. Because I know this is Manchester City. I know this is Swansea. But it doesn't matter. When you're Swansea, this is your opportunity to get through. You're 2-0 up. You got to ride it all the way to the end. And then you let them get in back in the game. That's not a good thing.
Totally agree. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you're a defender, Mario. You was one of the best in the Premier League. I still watch you now. I still love watching Premier Leagues and seeing them beautiful dreadlocks in the wind. But that was disappointing from Swansea. You're 2-0 up against the biggest team in the Premier League. Hold on. If I was managing Swansea, I would have said, right, I need 7 at the back. I need a couple just up front. One man can do what he has to do, but the rest of the team defend because we're about to beat the Premier League champions. But they let go. They get a bit too excited. I think their legs went a bit. The fitness showed. Man City had a lot more fitness than they did. And at the end of the day, don't let them breathe. Don't let them come back into the game. When they smell blood, Man City, they come for you. And that was it, 3-2. And a great header from Aguero. What a finish.
Wow.
Beautiful header.
Wow. But, you know, this guy does things that just is out of this world. Because
for him, Magician.
For him to come back in the game and do stuff like that is just, yeah, it's incredible. I watched, just looking back at the goal and just seeing the stuff that he can produce is just a different class. But then we go to Manchester United.
Wow.
What happened there? Come on, that was wild because we know what they've been doing. We know what they've been up to. PSG was the highest note they could hit us with. They won Champions League, everything looking great. Then they come into a game and playing against Wolves. I'm actually really impressed by Wolves. That team is good.
Very good.
You know, and those two guys up front, Jota and Jimenez.
Yeah, good players, bro.
Oh, man. I mean, I know he plays Raul on his jersey, but it doesn't matter. Those two guys, man, when they come on a counterattack.
Listen.
Oh, with a Martino in the middle. Oh,
listen,
boy, they have some magic in there.
Let me tell you, bruv, he could have had Mohamed on the back of his shirt. He could have had Abdi. He could have had Jennifer on the back of his shirt. It doesn't matter, bruv. What a good player this guy is. Wolverhampton are a good side. You know what I'm saying? I like the way they play. The manager has got something good with this team. But Man United, bro, they are embarrassing to me. They go and beat PSG, one of the most expensive teams in the world, with the Mbappes and all these players, Cavani's, but then they come lose to Arsenal, then they lose to Wolverhampton. What is going on? Ollie at the wheel. Ollie just crashed, bro. He just crashed the car. Because what is he doing? If you are going and beating Paris Saint-Germain in the France, and then you're coming home and losing to the Arsenal at the Emirates, then you're losing to the Wolverhampton, how are you losing to these two teams? Come on, bro.
No, but okay. He's been having a great run with this team.
No, I'm just thinking, bro, if you're going to be a Man United legend and bring this team to some good, you know, championships and winning trophies, you have to beat these kind of teams. Arsenal not playing that great. They lose to Rennes, whatever their name is, Rennes or Rennie, whatever they call them. And they come beat Man United. And then, yeah, whatever they want to call them, bro. I don't care. They come and play against Wolverhampton. How are you losing to this team, bro? Look at their badge, bro. They got some little picture on there, look like a wolf. Wolves are not scary, bro. Man United are the Red Devils. These guys are scary. They take you to hell. They make you lose. And they put the fire. Why are they losing to this small team?
So now, what happened at Liverpool? They go, they play Fulham. Actually, I was happy, you know, to see one of my mates score Babel. He scored 1-1 after Milner's penalty. But then Mane, look, why I talk about Mane? I'm going to tell you why I talk about Mane.
Because he's a brilliant player. Brilliant player.
Because he's one of the shortest players on the field. But this guy has heart, man. If I would go to war, normally people say you need to have big men and tough guys and this and that. Mane would be in my battle. You understand? Because this guy is just incredible.
I don't think they respect him enough at Liverpool. I'll be honest to you, Mario. I think when the likes of Coutinho was there and other players like that, Mane was always overlooked. You know, they looked at Mo Salah with his afro in the wind and his little mini bum running down the side of wings. they don't look at Mane. And personally, I think Mane is probably, in my opinion, the best player at Liverpool. I don't agree with this guy, bruv. What are you talking about, bruv? Mane is good, but it's not better than Mo Salah. Listen, don't get involved with me, Jabs. Because I'm telling you, Mane is a better player than Mo Salah. They don't respect him enough. What do you think, Mario? I think Mane is brilliant.
No, at this time, definitely in this season now, the form that Mane is on right now, I think he's doing a better job than Mo Salah. Mo Salah, it looks like he's playing against himself. And I think that is what is his main problem now.
Yes.
While you see Mane is just, you know, look, Mo has also that pressure that everybody's watching him because he had such an incredible season, scored and then started this season again. I was happy because I didn't want him to be like a lucky punch or whatever.
He
won the African trophy, all the stuff, you know, of being the best African player and all that. So a lot of weight on his shoulders and a lot of expectations. And now Mane did it calmly, stayed in the shadow and just moved forward. And look what kind of player he is. Really, really enjoy watching him.
Exactly.
Because I know what kind of player it is in the dressing room. Mane is a vocal guy in the dressing room. He's not one of the guys that is shy or shies away from responsibility. And I love players like that. That's why I'm definitely a fan.
But my opinion, Mario, is that Mo Salah should not have been the African's best player. This guy, Mane, is better than Mo Salah because he's consistent. You know, Mane is always playing with his heart. He's passionate, he's strong, he's fast, he's beautiful. I mean, that haircut, what a player. I think he's probably Africa's most sexiest player, but Mo Salah is always getting, you know, with his hairy chest, everybody's saying, oh, Mo Salah, Mo Salah, Mo Salah. No Mo Salah. Mane is better than him. I'm not going to lie. If I was picking my five-a-side team, Mo Salah would not be inside it. Mane would be my best player. He is better than.
And how does everybody talk in Africa about who's arguably the best?
Mario, everybody is speaking Mane. Nobody is talking about Mo Salah. Maybe in Egypt or Morocco, they're saying things like, yeah, it's Mo Salah. But in Africa, in the proper, real Africa, you know, Guyana, Nigeria, every country like this, we are talking about Mane because this guy is beautiful, beautiful skin, beautiful teeth, beautiful everything, fast, strong, good brain, good scoring, everything. I'm not going to lie to you, Mario. I think I agree with my friend here. I think Mane is better than Mo Salah. He puts more effort into the game and he's a stronger player and a lot more consistent. I don't agree with these guys, bro, because I think to myself that Mo Salah is better than him. Shut up, mate. You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue. Mo Salah is not better than Mane. Sorry, Mario. Sorry, mate.
Oh, my God. You guys, man. I love this, man. That's why we talk on the People's Podcast. People are going in and out.
Yeah, they're always arguing, Mario. These guys ain't got a clue.
So let's go to West Ham. You know, they played against Huddersfield. Oh, what a game. If you looked at that game, you'd be thinking like, oh, it's over. They done it. West Ham is never going to be able to get back into this game. And then, oh boy, the Mexican hero, that celebration. Hey, I didn't look at that celebration of, you know, what LeBron James normally does when he, you know, scores something. Bang, bang, bang. Oh my God.
I don't know who LeBron James is, unfortunately, Mario. But all I know is that Chica Chicharito, he's done what he had to do. But at the same time, Huddersfield let it go, you know. They look nice. They look home and dry. It looked like they were doing what they had to do. And then all of a sudden, I mean, West Ham were playing terrible down at the London Stadium. I'm forever blowing bubbles. That's a load of crap because most of them bubbles, but they burst, mate. You know, it looked like a terrible performance. But in the end of the day, West Ham did what they had to do. And then Chica Chicharito turns up, chuckle, chuckle vision, pops his head in, bang, gets a goal. 4-3, I never thought that would happen. I thought it was a FIFA score. But when I had a look on Match of the Day, I noticed it was a real scoreline. Credit to West Ham, you know, they never gave up. All the fans were walking out at one point, and then all you see is 4-3, they come back and win.
Yeah.
Taking off Arnautovic, I thought, Jesus Christ, what's he doing here, the manager? But it worked, and 4-3, I mean, that's the type of game I like to see, Mazza.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I like to see a nice little game like that, high scoring. Everyone thinks that they're going to do what they're doing, and then West Ham, bang, bang, bosh, get the win. Decent result. Huddersfield, mathematically now, they're going down. See you later. Take care. Thanks for joining, but you weren't here for long. It's a bit like me in the bedroom, Mario. You know what I mean? I'm in, I'm out, I'm gone. Yeah? Wait, I'm exactly like Huddersfield, you know? We're in, we're performing, we're doing well, and then, oh, sorry, love, I had to. You know what I mean? I'm done. Poor Huddersfield.
Oh, my God.
That's why they're going down. That's why they're going down, mate. If you can't handle the pace, don't come into the Premier League. See you later, son. Take care.
Oh, my God. That's incredible, man. But, hey, his goal, man, what Chicharito scored,
yeah,
that diving header.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Beautiful goal.
That's what you expect,
and then,
Chica.
Yeah, he's always up there, always ready to, you know, to create an upset. He works hard. You understand? Maybe not the most elegant player, but definitely the most effective players. Well, a player.
He's a poacher.
Yeah, and that's
he's
what.
A poacher. Yeah, he's in there. Like a little fox. He's like a little, you know, he's like a bum on the streets. If he sees a pan on the floor, bang, he's got it.
Yeah.
That's what Chica's like. When that ball's in the box, mate, he don't mess about. He's like an homing missile. He finds that ball, bosh, in the back of the net, off celebrating, puts his arm out, opens his mouth, catches a couple of flies. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Have that.
I agree.
Bang on, mate.
You know what
bang
you're
on.
Getting out of Chito. You know, he loves, you know, he works hard, and I like that too. But hey, now we're going to the championship. Sheffield United beat Leeds to leapfrog them and maybe getting that spot. They're in that spot now for the automatic place into the Premier League. They got 8 games to go. Oh, my God. They're putting pressure on Norwich. That is at 78 points now. Sheffield is at 74 and Leeds is at 73. So that's the tightness that is happening in the championship. And Chris Wilder, the coach, you understand, of Sheffield, he must be buzzing because his team did what actually needed to be done to get that automatic place. It's always better than when you come in automatically into the Premier League, then you got to wait to play playoffs.
Yeah, the thing is, Mario, is that this game was poised for a Leeds United win. We all thought Leeds would win, but Sheffield United turn up. It's the championship. Don't underestimate. You know, Basham with a 71st-minute goal, Kassia being sent off, Leeds United's, you know, their whole ethic, their whole aura, their whole attitude towards the game, their approach, it was wrong. You know, Sheffield United turned up, they got the win. I don't see anyone catching Norwich City. I think Stieperman, Rhodesy, and all these players are really playing well. But Sheffield United, hats off to them. Credit to Sheffield United getting that 1-0 win. It's superb. And it's what we want to see. You know, we don't just want to see these bigger clubs and better clubs winning. It's nice to see the Sheffield Uniteds, who are fighting for that automatic promotion, turning up and beating Leeds at their own ground. You know, Elland Road, it was a packed house as far as I can see and as far as I know. But yeah, what a great win that was. Leeds United should really be embarrassed about this. You know, they should have definitely have got the win, in my opinion.
No, definitely. When the game, you know, you're talking about the stadium, man. Wow. That stadium at Leeds, Elland Road, was always a tough one to go to. We know
how
the
disgustingly
fans
tough.
The fans was always loud. I remember playing a testimonial game there once. They still remember, you know, some history what we did there. It was still whistling every time I had would touch the ball, and it was a testimonial game. I was like, hey.
Whistling at you because they were hating you, Mario. They were whistling at you because they think you're a sexy man, like we all do. You know, it's that smile. It's that Mario grace on the pitch.
So that's why we're going to the Champions League draw. I mean, we all know what Ronaldo did. Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, my God.
How can a man... Yeah, unbelievable. You say before the game, you know that your team needs 3 goals. Halftime, you motivate all the players in the tunnel. You go at them. You said, come on, let's do it. You know you need 3 goals. Then you step up. If there is anyone in this world that points a finger to Ronaldo and says, this guy doesn't turn up or doesn't know what big games are, or comparing him to anybody, I don't care what you say, Ronaldo has done it again. Silence the critics.
Hey, I swear to God, Mario, on my kids' lives, all right? On my brand spanking new black Cadillac's life, I hope to God the thing blows up if I'm lying to you. If anybody points a finger at Cristiano Ronaldo, I swear to God, on my big mama's life, I will turn up to your house and I will kill everybody. Because let me tell you something. Nobody can talk about Ronaldo like this. This guy is unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? He is one of the best. I mean, I'm not going to say he is the best in the world. You know, I mean, I do love this kid. I mean, we got another GOAT. We got Lionel Messi. But Ronaldo, I mean, you need 3 goals. Who are you going to call? Don't call the Ghostbusters. Call Ronaldo, because this guy is going to get you the 3. I mean, come on, Mario. He got a hat trick. 27 minutes, 49 minutes, 86-minute penalty. This guy is unbelievable. I mean, Vafanculo, how do you step away from a kind of guy who does things like this? Atletico Madrid had no chance. My boy Ronaldo was on the pitch. He said, hey, you guys, you want to see something special? I'm going to give you something special. 3 goals, unbelievable.
No, what a guy. No, he really did it. So that's why he's going to play against my old team, Ajax, now. And, you know, I know the celebration. He played against Atletico. I know people maybe didn't understand how he went in the game. Ronaldo played the Champions League game like he was playing a Madrid derby. His preparation was identical to that. His mental strength and the way he thought about this game was a derby. A derby, what a derby brings into you. I know that it was an important game, but I am sure that the sensation he had was the same thing. He's playing against his biggest rivals. That's why he also celebrated like that, because he knew what it took.
Oh, no.
And I have it too, because I would leave a team and then go back, like I talked about Leeds or whatever. Any team that I used to be with, and let's say I was in Chelsea and we go there, or let's say I moved the team, I was at Wigan, I play anywhere, you understand, that people hated Chelsea or whatever. I always motivated that game was always special for me, and that's why you give it your best, the same when I turn about Spurs.
I know.
That's why.
Exactly. And his girlfriend was crying as well, bless her. You see her crying as well. I mean, if he was my boyfriend, I'd be crying every single morning, but unbelievable. Like, he looked amazing, he looked beautiful, and he got a hat trick. In front. I mean, that's what happens. I think when your girlfriend turns up to a game that you're playing, Mario, you always play better. Do you agree with me? Because I know you've got a beautiful girlfriend. I've seen her. She's amazing. And I know who she is because I've been out for drinks with her. But what a great performance in front of his girlfriend, or should I say his wife, whatever she is. I don't know anymore because Ronaldo's so sexy. He's probably got about 7 girls. But what a great performance. 3-0, hat trick. Hats off to him, honestly.
You're not jealous of him having so many, right? You're good with that.
I'm jealous because I wanted to be one of his girls. I mean, we were talking via Skype once, and then something happened to me internet and it went down, so I lost contact with him. But he does know who I am. We have been out for dinner, but I don't think I stand a chance now after he scored an hat trick against Atletico Madrid. I think it's done now. But nevertheless, if you've got his number, Mario, send it over.
We will do that for sure. Okay, but let's go back to the game. Ajax, my young team, you understand? I love Ajax. They keep on producing the goods. They got a star young team, and I hope they're going to do well against Juve, of course. Hey, look, the only thing what I'm only worried about in this game, if Ajax didn't peak too early against Real Madrid to knock them out, and we celebrated like we won the Champions League, I hope they didn't celebrate too early and they can refocus and deliver the same thing. They have the guts, they have the confidence and the belief. That's how we are raised. We are raised to believe that we can do anything. So that's why this is a big game. But look at this one. Spurs, Manchester City. That is a tough one too. Liverpool, Porto and Man United against Barcelona. Hey, the Premier League is on fire. Look how many teams are in that.
It's the best in the world, bro. It's the best in the world, Mario. I'm not going to lie to you. PSG, them man are out right now. See you later, bro. We don't need to chat to you. Real Madrid, see you later, fam. You man ain't nothing now, right now. You know what I mean? You man are out now. Look who's in the quarterfinals right now, bro. All the Prem teams. You understand what I'm saying? Even in the Europa League, I don't like to chat about that because it's really like a poor league and that.
Hey, but my blue boys are in there, man. My blue boys, Chelsea are in there.
Big up to Chelsea. No, I'm not saying, you know, by the end of the day, like, Spurs are flying the flag for the Premier League. Liverpool are flying the flag for the Premier League. Man United are flying the flag for the Premier League. Man City are flying the flag for the Prem. Like, come on, man. You can't really say nothing about the Prem. Best league in the world. I personally think it's going to be an all Premier League final. But, you know, it's football. No one knows what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, man, Premier League stand up, cuz. You know what I mean, man? They're showing what time it is. I'm saying right now, I got a feeling that one of the Premier League teams are going to win the tournament, bro.
Let's go to Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney scored his first Major League Soccer hat-trick at DC United and trashing Real Salt Lake 5-0. He now scored against 100 different opponents during his senior career for the club and country. Hey, this guy is doing something new. I know people, when he came to America, people were talking like, oh, he's over the hurdle, he's too old, stuff is over. You know, he's not going to be able to produce. Sometimes even in America, they complain and say, yeah, why do they get old players that come towards the end of their career? But let me tell you something. Rooney is arguably still doing better than most of the, you understand, the guys who've been in the league or are 10 years younger than him. Rooney, for me, I tell you something about Rooney. Playing against Rooney, I was just so impressed. My first couple of games against him in England, it was like playing against a young kid with a brain that was so far ahead for his age. That's why it was unique.
Yeah, he's brought some kind of magic to the Major League Soccer. You know, a lot of people said, oh, Wayne Rooney's finished. You know, he's 33. He's not got the legs anymore and you know, this and that. But look, at the end of the day, Mario, the brain is still there. It's still working. And this guy just keeps on going, keeps on going. Wayne Rooney, hats off to you, my friend. Even though you don't have much hair left, you are still one of the best players I've ever seen.
No, definitely. Yeah. And there also, there are a couple more. I mean, like the good part about this league is that a lot of the guys are that are experienced and have played this game for so long and then came to the United States, including what the Rooneys, the Zlatans. Those are the guys that want to prove a point. And I'm excited because that means that when they come here, they still have an objective.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, and I think that at the end of the day is that Wayne Rooney came and he conquered, you know? Like, David Beckham came to the MLS, and he done okay, you know? More time, it was just about the way he looks and his hair color and all his sexiness. But Rooney turned up, Zlatan turned up, and these guys, you know, they perform. You know, Robbie Keane, he done what he had to do, you know? The Irishman turns up and starts scoring goals left, right, and center, you know? Free kicks, doing chips, volleys and everything, and Rooney doing the same thing now. So it's a good look for the MLS. You know, these players might be old, but they're gold.
But let's go to the beautiful game. You know, it's just different random topics. But listen to this. A football fan who suffered a stroke chucked a nurse after he woke up. His first couple of words out of his mouth were, the hips fan said, hearts are shit. How can you say that? You wake up, the first thing you say is hearts are shit. So instead of just like slowly getting yourself back to 100%, you straight away go after your rival team.
This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy, Mario, because at the end of the day, the guy's about to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know if he's going to be alive. And the, you know, most of the time, if you watch these movies, when somebody's about to die, they say, say, tell my mum I love her. You know, kiss my dog, say hello to my friend, tell everybody I love him. But this guy turns around and says, Hearts are shit. They're shite. How can you do this? This guy's a legend in football, in my opinion. He's an absolute legend, Mario. How can you say from the first words coming out of your mouth, Hearts are shite? That's fantastic. That's what football's about. You know what I'm saying? Like he's actually on his deathbed and the guy turns around and says, Hearts are shite. What a fan. What an absolute fan.
For me too, it is crazy for him to wake up and just say that. But then we go to Atletico Madrid against Barcelona. Has made history, breaking the world record. You understand? It's actually for the women attendance. At the women's club match, they had 60,739 fans in that stadium just showing up for the women's football. This is where women's football are going to now. Here in America, even, you understand, the women, they all teamed up, stood together, put iconical names on their jersey, all the women of the American national team, because they want equal pay. They're fighting for equal pay because they feel that they should earn the same money as the men.
Sorry, ain't happening, bruv. They ain't getting the same pay as we are. Listen, they might be more prettier, they might be more lovely, and they might...
Women rule the world, man.
Who said that to you?
I said that. Without women,
listen, just because your bird's sitting next to you right now, don't get scared and pressured, Mario. They don't rule the world.
It
doesn't happen. Listen, at the end of the day, listen, equality is what we all want in life. Everyone deserves the same thing. And I've got a lot of respect for the women in the football, in the whole of the footballing world and everything. And, you know, they do deserve the same things here and now. But as far as football's concerned, Mario, and entertainment, the men, of course, do a lot more than the women do. You know, they don't have a Lionel Messi. They don't have a Cristiano Ronaldo. They ain't got the Nedveds, the Zidanes, the Pelés, the Maradonas. They never will. But, yes, they are coming up. And, yes, they are doing fantastic. And it's beautiful to see a full stadium. Now, mind you, sorry to interrupt you there, Gaffer, but I also think that if we zoom in closely on the stadium fans, most of them are men, because of course the men want to come down and see these stunning ladies playing.
you had to find
I'm sorry, Mary, but I think most of those supporters in the 60,000 attendance were men, because they're opening their eyes and seeing these stunning young ladies with their hairs tied back, ponytails and lovely tans, fantastic muscles on their legs, beautiful eyes gleaming with the sunshine, and also playing the best game in the world. But I have to say, I don't agree with equal pay. I couldn't see one of these ladies earning £250,000 a week. It doesn't make sense. But I'm delighted to see an attendance of 60,000 supporting these wonderful women in the footballing game. So it's brilliant. I'm delighted to see that the girls are doing better. And I do think their money should increase, but they're never going to be on the same wave as all these top players in the world, like Mbappe's, you know, the Ronaldo's and all these top players, Aguero's. It's never going to happen. So they can't be asking for the same money as these players, bro. It's not going to happen, man.
You're talking about Mbappe. Perfect, because here, the French just refused to allow a couple to call their baby Griezmann Mbappe. Wow. The court finally decided, and the family just decided to delete the names Griezmann and Mbappe from civil registry. It was finally decided. The family finally decided to name their child Danny Noe. Oh my God. So you want to tell me that they wanted to use, you know, gave the child Griezmann Mbappe. For me, I won't pick the name for my child to call them Griezmann Mbappe, but, you know, but that the family was just probably like a crazy fan about these two icons. It's in France as well, so you can understand World Cup winners. And that's why the court said, no, you can't use those names. For me, it's weird. Why the hell could you not call you can call your child anything you want.
Listen, if I want to call my child Frying Pan Chicken Wing, I'll call him Frying Pan Chicken Wing. Who the bloody hell does he think he is trying not to tell me? Listen, bruv, these guys are crazy, bro. These guys are crazy. If I want to call my son Lam Korai Naan Bread, I can do exactly what I want to. You know what I'm saying? These men are unbelievable. if they are fans of these players, Griezmann and Mbappe, then why can't they call them that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm just going to say another thing. Sorry to interrupt you guys. I mean, I think it's crazy, you know, that people want to call their kids after these football players. But nobody can tell you what to do, you know. And if this local official guy who demands that Griezmann and Mbappe is not used as their kid's name, he needs to be fired because, you know, you're not giving back to these people. So if they're allowed to just use the name, that might help them a little piece. But now you're saying they can't use it? What's going on with the world, Mario? If I want to call my son Mario Melchiat, you can't tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? If I like the name, I'm going to use the name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally agree, because that's why for me it was like a shock when I heard that. So that's why it's also a shock, because we have come to an end.
Oh, no.
Again. Oh, man. I know.
On forever. I'm sorry. It's the best podcast in the world. Listen, I'm a lady. I've got so much work to do today, but I've got to listen in and I've got to join in. Because it's the best podcast in the world, Mario. You know what I'm saying, bro? You are my favorite player in the world ever. I think he was better than Pele, Maradona, Rivaldo, Ronaldinho, Neymar.
Hey, easy now.
I'm not gonna lie, it's the best podcast in the world, my bro. I can't believe I'll start crying when the podcast ends, man.
So what are we gonna do? We're gonna give them the number so they can keep on bringing us those crazy topics that they want us to talk about.
Yeah, give them the number.
Okay. +44 77 96 53 87 28. So guys, enjoy. Have fun, and we speak to you soon.
Yeah, People's Podcast. Yes, People's Podcast.